Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. President Trump is up in the polls in most of the swing states. The problem right now is money. He's getting money, though, from people who I like to see these getting money from. Small dollar donations. This means there's lots of enthusiasm. Who do you think Joe Biden's getting his money from? All the big dollar donors. Now, enthusiasm is important because voter fraud is very real. I'm getting some intelligence from inside the Trump campaign that makes one thing and one thing very clear. We are going to have to win big. 5% is the number. We have to beat Joe Biden or whoever they run by 5% to make up for all the fraud. Let's talk about all of this. And what about Michelle Obama running? How does President Trump do against her? Actually, may not be so bad. New poll is out. We're going to talk about all this on the podcast today that, of course, is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. That is the website I want you to go to. Invest in precious metals now. How much is right for you? Talk to my friends at Midas Gold Group. They're helping so many of our listeners here on this podcast. Love the guys at Midas Gold Group. I want to touch on the election of President Trump coming up in November. And that's what I'll call it because that is what's going to happen. Now, I am very concerned about the possibility of fraud. I've been talking to people inside the Trump team. Make no mistake, they're just as concerned about the possibility of fraud as all of us are. We're not buying into this mainstream media that the election was secure in 2020 and that all will be fine in 2024. The reality is some things have been done to secure the election. Not enough has been done. Some things have been done. There are more poll watchers than we've ever had than in the history of elections for the Republican Party. So we will have people out there at almost every poll watching. There'll be attorneys all over the place, especially in the swing states, where the states that really, really matter. But the assumption is, quietly, inside the Trump team, they have to win by a margin of greater than 5%. 5% is the key. Even if they cheat, they can't make up a 5% number. So this is the goal, to overwhelm the ballot box with Trump supporters, make America great again supporters, and take this election, okay? So when we talk about giving you a little Biden basement briefing, the briefing today is about telling you that President Trump is the one who's going to be taking over any basement in the White House. That's the Situation Room, by the way, and certainly taking over the Oval Office very soon. He released a new ad, at least Make America Great Again, Inc. released a new ad. Let me play it for you because this is going to be a very common theme being pushed by the Trump campaign as we move into November.
Hi, I'm a volunteer for Joe Biden. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's great.
Really? Have you looked around? Everything costs more. Food, gas, housing. We're struggling to pay our bills.
Okay, but what about everything he's done to protect illegal immigrants?
Protect them? Did you see that Biden's paying rent for illegals now? They get handouts and we pay for all of it. And Biden's letting Mexican cartels flood our neighborhoods with murderers and drugs.
Well, Biden's done a ton to stop transgender discrimination.
Transgender discrimination? Stopping men from using girls' bathrooms isn't discrimination. Keeping men out of girls' sports and out of girls' locker rooms is just common sense.
So Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Not this time. Trump will stop the sexualization of our children and declare war on the cartels. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Make America Great Again, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Megapack.com.
All right. Thank you. Make America Great Again, Inc. Notice they hit three very important themes there. They hit inflation. The average household pays $11,000 more a year than they did under President Trump. That's a lot of money. That's almost $1,000 a month. You're paying more for goods and services than you did before. Talk about, you know, you make 50, 60 grand a year and now you're $10,000 a year, $11,000 a year more, you're getting hammered. Great theme. The other theme, of course, is immigration. Immigration affects everyone and everything. It affects healthcare. Immigration affects the economy. Immigration affects our safety and security with lawlessness on the streets. It affects our government's ability to not spend money and save money. It's costing taxpayer dollars like you would not believe to house these illegals, which is something I don't understand why blue states are doing this, paying to house these illegal aliens. And then, of course, they hit on the culture war. And the culture war isn't about being a war on transgenderism. It's a war on what makes America great. It's a war on the values that we hold dear. It's a war on the family unit. It's a war on reality, men and women and gender roles that they play. And there's nothing wrong with men and women playing their own set of gender roles. I was at the gym the other day. And again, I went to let a young woman on the elevator. And she didn't want to go first. I said, come on, you're ladies first. She gets on and she kind of snuffed at me. I said, what, are you surprised by that? She said, a little. I said, well, that's a sad state we live in America. If you're afraid that I'm going to let you on the elevator early. And she says, well, what about feminism? I said, feminism? I said, if there was a gentleman here, I would let him on the elevator first. I hold the door for men just as often as I hold the door for women. It's about being polite. I said, it's not about feminism. And if you want to talk about feminism, I said, what about where are the feminists when it comes to men playing in the sports that you may be coming here to practice? I just got a harumph from her. I don't know. She was probably 23 years old. Oblivious to what's going on in the world. The fact that she didn't want me. But this is what's happening with society under Joe Biden. So then I look at fundraising. And the Democrats are going crazy that Joe Biden has a huge fundraising advantage. He raised $25 million at this tone-deaf fundraiser in New York last week. $25 million with Biden and Clinton. Who was in the audience? It wasn't people like you and me. Mega donors. Mega donors, by and large, make up most of what Joe Biden is raising. 35% of Joe Biden's campaign haul, are donations over $2,000. That's a big number. 38% are under $200. Okay, so about the same amount, mega donors and under $200. But the under $200 donation tells you where enthusiasm is. And if you're at 38% under $200, there is no enthusiasm there. Now, compare this to President Trump. Now, I would offer this up that it's a huge positive that he has 61% of his donations come from under $200. Great. It shows he's got tremendous enthusiasm. The little guy is donating because they hate where the country's going. 9% of his donations come from people that offer up $2,000 or more. Honestly, that number is not big enough. When I ran for Congress, I can tell you this. When you dial for dollars, I could call people. I could call 15 people who could give me $100 each. Or I could call 15 people that can give me $2,500 each. Who do you think I'm going to focus on? I'm going to focus on the $2,500 each because I got to make less phone calls for more money. The mega donors are important. But do not poo-poo the tiny donor that shows enthusiasm. The enthusiasm is where you want your campaign. In the end, enthusiasm in this day and age can beat the mega donor. It used to not be that way. But now with the rise of social media, now with the rise of influencers, with the America turning on the mainstream media, enthusiasm can beat mega donors. It's hard, but it can happen. I'd rather have widespread enthusiasm. But make no mistake, it takes money too. So we've got to get President Trump up when it comes to all of this money. And we will. And again, as I mentioned, overcome the fraud by beating Joe Biden by more than 5%. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to my friends over at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Grant. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. The service is phenomenal. And here's what I'm going to tell you about Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They are putting In God We Trust signs up in schools across America. This is a great thing. So what happens when they put In God We Trust signs in schools across America? The media comes after them. The media wants to put this company out of business. The left wants to put this company out of business. Here's how you can help, my friends, at Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/grant. Sign up for your cell phone service there. Super easy, especially now with SIM cards. Just a phone call. You can use your phone. They can upgrade your phone just like the regular cell phone companies. Here's the best part. The performance guarantee is unbelievable because you can choose between the three big networks. And then you can switch. If you don't like it, you can switch between the networks, but you keep Patriot Mobile and the 100% U.S.-based customer service. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code GRANT for free activation. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Why give these cell phone companies money to wage war on us? They hate us as customers. Move your cell phone service to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. One of the things that I absolutely despise is when government picks winners and losers. Man, I'll tell you what. You go to Washington, D.C., this happens. You go to any state house in America, this happens. It certainly happens in Sacramento. And in many respects, you could go all the way down to your local city halls, government picking winners and losers, meaning they carve certain industries out. They carve certain portions of the economy out for their laws. They make some people exempt. They make some people have to pay more. And they pick winners and losers. In the climate change quest, this is seen at the top of the list of picking winners and losers. You got wind and solar energy certainly being picked as a winner and loser over oil and fossil fuels, which would be the loser. But there are plenty of laws that fit this bill, no pun intended, like California's Assembly Bill 610, which Governor Gavin Newsom just signed into law. We've talked about this. This is the $20 fast food minimum wage law. Now, on the face of this alone, this is picking a winner and loser in that you just picked fast food. So if you don't work in something else, apparently you're not deserving of a $20 a wage minimum wage. Now, I would offer this up. We should do away with the minimum wage. That would be the greatest job program that this ever seen. There's nothing more divisive and picking of winners and losers in a minimum wage law that if you're not worth $20, the law says you can't work. And I hate to break the news to you, as a guy who had a service business, there are people out there that are not worth $20. There are people out there that are not worth $10. It's just the reality of life. But they may be worth $5 or $8 to sweep your shop floor. Where you're telling those people that can only sweep a shop floor for $5 or $8, they can't work. It's very discriminatory. But this bill, not only is it based at fast food, but it also picks winners and losers within its own bill. All right, so it's saying at airports, hotels, casinos, these places, event centers, these places are exempt. What is going on? Well, Gavin Newsom signed this bill into law. I want to welcome in now Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner to the program. Guys, if you could click him in, that would be great. Supervisor Wagner, it is great to have you on the program.
Good morning, Grant. Good to be with you.
Well, what do you make of this law? He signed it in. Now, I promise you one thing I think you're going to see. We already see in California the automated robots that taking your order at fast food restaurants. That's because of minimum wage laws. You're only going to see more of that.
When I was serving in the legislature, there was a bill that increased the minimum wage. It didn't put it up to the $20 that it is now, but it increased the minimum wage. And we called it the fast food automation bill. And it is exactly what you saw. That's when you first started seeing kiosks come into your McDonald's or your Burger Kings and folks lose their jobs. You said it all in the introduction. This is a picking of winners and losers. Winners and losers within the bill itself, because there are exemptions. Why are those exemptions in there? The curious thing is that's because the prices are already extremely high. When you go buy a hamburger at an airport or at a casino, it's going to be a lot higher than if you buy it out at your neighborhood, McDonald's or Burger King. And so they recognize there is an economic impact to these wage laws. Nevertheless, they do it. It's a joke to say, well, if it's 20 is good, why not 50? Because there's no economics behind any of those numbers that they end up picking.
You know, it's interesting because when you mention event centers, casinos, airports, these are all captive audiences. There's a reason the prices are higher. It's because there's less competition. So when there's less competition, they can raise the prices. You're a captive audience. You can't go choose, I want a different burger's place when they only have a McDonald's there in the airport. So the prices are higher. And let's face it, it's tougher to do business. You got to go through security. You got to get your stuff through security. Probably costs more to do business in these places as well. But they don't have any regard for free markets. If they did, they wouldn't be setting minimum wages at $20, Supervisor Wagner.
The minimum wage was never supposed to be a, quote, living wage, which is what they use to justify it now. It was a starter wage. It was an introductory wage. It was a wage where a teenager would go learn what it means to show up for work every day, be responsible, and learn some skills that then would be translated out into the broader economic environment. And nowadays, that idea has just been lost completely, and to the detriment of the economy as a whole, to the detriment of the people the minimum wage was supposed to serve.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you pick winners and losers, and you make folks uncompetitive. It's a pernicious idea.
Sure is. Supervisor Don Wagner down in Orange County, we appreciate you coming on the program today. At Don Wagner CA is where you can find him. Thank you, sir, as always.
Thanks, Grant. Take care.
Absolutely. You too. You want proof that this is exactly what Supervisor Wagner said? Franchisees for Pizza Hut and Round Table Pizza in California plan to lay off more than 1,000 delivery drivers this year. The outlet notes, and other franchise owners are looking to expand in new states in lieu of California, meaning you'll see some of these stores closing down. Forget about just laying off delivery drivers. You're going to see these stores close down. These franchise owners are going to go open up Pizza Huts in Texas and Florida instead. They're so dumb, the people in Sacramento. They really are. They don't understand. They're trying to placate a certain class of people, when in the end, they're putting that class of people out of work. Totally backwards. All right, folks, uncertainty is everywhere in this country right now, thanks in large part to Joe Biden. We don't know where the economy's headed. We don't know where the stock market's headed. We don't know where we as families are headed, for crying out loud. What do you do to protect yourself from uncertainty? What do you do to protect yourself from an overreaching government that literally is tyrannical in nature? I would offer up, putting money into gold is a great idea. MidasGoldGroup.com can help you. MidasGoldGroup.com. Here's why. We know the government can hit a button and seize your money and your bank accounts. But here's what they can't get. They can't get gold in your gun safe. They can't find it if you bury it in your backyard or hide it in your grandmother's attic. Gold provides you safety, security, and maybe the most important, privacy. It's a commodity you can hold. Times of chaos, Lord knows you need a currency to trade. Gold has stood the test of time, and gold never, ever loses its ultimate value. Currencies go down to zero. Gold, never the case. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Please give Midas Gold Group a try. Don't be late to the game on this one. 855-322-GOLD. It is no secret that our government is waging a war on the people, specifically on conservatives, which is why I was surprised to see that maybe the FBI is waging war on more than just conservatives, on everyday citizens, on free speech. I don't know if you saw this story over the weekend about a woman by the name of Rola Abdul-Jawad. All right, I probably am botching the name. Rola Abdul-Jawad. She's from Stillwater, Oklahoma. And FBI agents showed up on her doorstep to ask her questions about her Facebook posts. Now, when I watched this, I actually thought she was probably a conservative, being from Stillwater, Oklahoma, that they're showing up to ask her questions about her conservative beliefs. That was not the case. Apparently, her Facebook page had screenshots that said she was called Israel Israel, hashtag Free Palestine. And I think the one that garnered her attention is, may Allah destroy every single despicable Zionist, their supporters and backers. Amen. Now, FBI says they wanted to show up to ask her questions about that. I guess they were wondering, is she a terrorist? But in the end, it seems to me just a little bit overreaching. I'm going to play you some of this audio of the FBI agents showing up on her front doorstep and how it goes down, because I'm not really happy with the way the FBI conducted this.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy? I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to share my credentials on the phone.
So he doesn't want to show the credentials being videotaped. All right, I get you don't want, but in some respects, what's the difference? I don't know whether there's certain numbers on there, but they're hesitant to show credentials.
Said you were with the FBI, and why won't you show me your credentials?
I didn't
take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials again. I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
So in many respects, she does a good job, but also a bad job. No, I would not. I would like you to talk to my lawyer. Give me a card. I'll have him call you. They don't want to give him a card. They want to give her the main number to the FBI office in Oklahoma. They say, we've identified ourselves. They don't show her really credentials. I would be totally hesitant. You could say whoever you want to say you are. None of that makes really any sense on all of this. So she's upset about this. At this point, I'm watching it. I don't know what the video posts are. Now, when you put up a post, may Allah destroy every single despicable Zionist and their supporters and backers, amen, we always say something, do something, see something, say something, right? Now, we're criticizing the FBI for going and talking to this person, but I don't know, what are you supposed to do? And the question is, who decides what speech is acceptable and what speech isn't? Now, it's one thing to say FJB, hashtag FJB, or let's go Brandon, right? Than it is, I want every Zionist and their supporters and backers destroyed by Allah. So maybe there's a role for government to go out here and question. Maybe there isn't. I'd love to hear from you on this. 855-785-8255. This is more of their interaction here.
Do you have identification cards? No. No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind if your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City?
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourself?
No, we've already identified them.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you just call me one day and you can contact with us when we have this.
And tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Facebook gave them screenshots. Now we're starting to get into a point where I'm a little concerned of what Facebook is doing. So Facebook flagged this and then gives it to the FBI, or are we now back at a point where Facebook's cooperating? Now, you go back through this woman's Facebook page, it becomes clear to me that I don't think she's a terrorist, but I do think she's a pro-Palestine loon, okay? Big difference there. What speech becomes threatening to American citizens? What doesn't? There is a role. So, you know, we talk about stop and frisk. Conservatives are a big fan of stop and frisk. People a little suspicious walking down the street. You got concerns about what they're doing. Are they loitering? The term is stop and frisk, but a better term would be stop and talk. The officers should stop the group of people, talk to them, get a feel for what they're up to. You start to get a better control of your streets. In many respects, this is nothing more than a simple stop and talk. You said, may Allah destroy every single despicable Zionist, their supporters and backers. Amen. Do you want the FBI talking to that person? That gets missed in what appears to be when you first listen to the video of them going after conservatives. I'll play the last part here.
So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
Yes, with you.
You know what's so sad is I don't take them at their word anymore. There was a time I would have taken the FBI at its word, that they just want to keep people safe, that they're just talking to make sure no one has any ill will or ill intent. But now I don't believe that anymore. And this woman is surprising because she's a pro-Palestine lunatic that wants the Zionists all destroyed. But on the other side of it, she's talking about free speech and she's sounding like she's defending America. She's in Stillwater, Oklahoma, right? That's going to add into the idea that, oh, they're targeting conservatives. But in the end, maybe this is just a terrorism task force looking to see if we got any lunatics out there.
Do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information with anybody else in the neighborhood?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
If you don't want to talk to us, then you can...
I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, they're so-called FBI.
So it turned out the local police did confirm they were FBI agents. She has a public Facebook profile. There's no need for Facebook to give them screenshots. They could screenshot them themselves. I'd like to get to the bottom of what really happened there. But all of this is concerning. Now you got the FBI going around. There is, you know, you can make an argument. Reasons why the FBI should talk to people that appear to be making threats. But where does that line get drawn? When do you cross it? It's always in who's making those decisions where the problems start. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for watching. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, GrantStinchfield.com. Go sign up for the email list. This is how I get in touch with you. If, God forbid, we're canceled someplace or some company goes out of business and all of a sudden our content disappears, GrantStinchfield.com, that's where you will always get it. It's where you'll find me, and it's where it will allow me to find you if you sign up for the email list. I so appreciate all of you. I really do. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks to all of you, and we'll see you tonight on the Real America's Voice Show, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. See you there.